Governor Walker's proposed budget would change the way thousands of Wisconsin families get care for an elderly loved one or a member with disabilities. Walker wants to overhaul the state's family care program and eliminate a related program called IRIS. It allows families to choose their own long-term care providers. The legislature's budget committee listened to the Department of Health Services comment on the proposed changes Tuesday. WUWM's Aaron Toner reports on arguments for and against.
Wisconsin's family care program provides long-term care for about 50,000 low-income older adults and people with disabilities. The services allow those people to remain in their homes. Governor Walker's budget would require family care to also coordinate the health care services of participants. Right now, they go through Medicaid. His plan would also change who administers family care. Instead of four regional managed care organizations, statewide insurance groups would take over. Stephanie Smiley says the changes would ensure participants get comprehensive care regardless of where they live. She's spokesperson for the State Department of Health Services.
The long-term care reforms outlined in the budget, they're focused on the overall health of an individual by establishing a more coordinated care model that covers long-term care, it covers behavioral health, and it covers the primary care needs of the individual.
The governor's budget would end IRIS. It's the state program that gives families a monthly budget to manage the long-term care of loved ones with disabilities or older adults. About 11,000 people use the program to live independently rather than in nursing or group homes. Smiley says IRIS would end in name only. She says family care would offer a similar option, allowing families to choose providers, but in coordination with the program's managers.
What the governor's reforms do is it actually does preserve the ability for members to self-direct their care.
Smiley says there won't be details of the new self-direct option until lawmakers pass the budget and the state applies for a federal waiver to create the program. Marion Holmberg says she's terrified about the prospect of not being able to directly manage her daughter's care. The 18-year-old has developmental disabilities. Holmberg says through IRIS, she's arranged for people to take her daughter shopping and mini-golfing, things teenagers typically do without their parents, and even attend a summer camp.
And what it's done is she's an individual who needs a lot of support from me. It has given her more independence as she's getting used to other people being with her, and she has been able to have a variety of experiences with it.
Holmberg says IRIS gives her freedom to find providers she trusts and who are matched well to her daughter's needs. Kit Kirschensteiner says participants could lose relationships and possibly their doctors under the proposed family care overhaul. Kirschensteiner is an attorney with the group Disability Rights Wisconsin.
If your doctor that you have now isn't part of that network, doesn't choose to become part of that network, or isn't approved in that network, then you will be, sounds like, it appears that you would be changing your doctor.
Kirschensteiner says Wisconsin's long-term care system was set up to include regional managers who could remain in close contact with the people they serve. She fears they won't be able to offer all the benefits the new model promises and meet all the new regulations.
It'll be a whole new ball game. You know, it seems likely that there would be out-of-state, national kinds of insurance entities that would come in and fill that void.
Kirschensteiner hopes lawmakers put the brakes on plans to redesign Wisconsin's long-term care programs so stakeholders can get together and brainstorm improvements. She admits family care and IRIS aren't perfect, but believes their current design best meets families' needs. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.